nonprofit in Philadelphia serving the LGBTQ community says it will renovate its longtime home instead of leaving it. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
For nearly 30 years, the William Way Center has operated out of its historic home in Center City. And until recently, the organization was planning to permanently leave the building because it needed extensive renovations. The center says it's now in a position to make much-needed repairs to the building's roof, walls, and electrical system, all of which must be fixed due to severe water damage. It's unclear how much the renovations will cost or when they will be completed. In the meantime, the center will temporarily host some of its services and programs starting early next year at separate locations. The nonprofit will move back into the building when the renovation work is completed. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
SEPTA is sourcing a special wire from outside the country to repair some of its trains since it has used all of the material that is available in North America. Andrew Bush of the transit agency says about 20 to 30 trains cannot be returned to the rails until the wire can be found and installed.
We'll start resuming those installations right away. It's a relatively quick process to get that done. We can get those cars in and out in between 2 to 4 hours with those installations. So it's a very defined process as opposed to some repairs where it varies by car.
Bush says federal officials are okay with the delay as long as SEPTA keeps the older train cars off the tracks until the work is completed. 25 artists in Philadelphia have been commissioned to paint small murals of 52 things the city did first. The murals are being painted on sculptures in the shape of the number one and will be placed throughout the city next year as part of the nation's 250th birthday celebrations. Philadelphia built the first hospital for children in 1855. Amina Rashid painted Children's Hospitals of Philadelphia with something she remembers from when she was a patient there, a rug designed as a road map.
The road map carpet is like a staple of my childhood. And, you know, I've seen it in hospitals. I've seen it in daycares. I've seen it in dentist's office. So it was like, you know, I wanted that to be the base.
Once a week through all of next year, the city will commemorate each of the 52 Philly First locations with a public event. Checking sports for you, a nice effort for the Flyers. They beat the Sabres last night, skating to victory 5-2. The 76ers hoping for a good night tonight at home with the Warriors. And the forecast today and tonight, partly cloudy today, we'll have a high of about 43 degrees. It'll be a bit breezy. Some clear skies this evening and then clouding up after midnight with a near record low temperature of 22 degrees and the winds about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Right now it's 35 degrees. It feels like 28 in Philly.